Sturgis. The Sturgis Mini Miracle continued its tradition of helping those in need on February 15 when the Sturgis Kin Club hosted its 44th annual Mini Miracle. The Mini Miracle raised over $18,000 this year through a combined effort of support from surrounding communities and the Sturgis and Preceville schools. Throughout the years, the Sturgis Kinsmen have reached a milestone of raising over $1 million for Kinsmen Telemiracle, which started in 1977, said Daniel Wasilenchik, chair of Mini Miracle. It is with great pride that we get to announce that with last year's total we have reached over the $1 million mark of giving back and raising money for Tele Miracle. The first Mini Miracle was held in 1981, where $8,122 was raised. The Telethon was a radiothon fundraiser with a talent program portion. Eventually, the talent contest portion was dropped. In 1994, a joint event by the Kinsmen and Sturgis Composite High School students began with a Miracle Marathon, which was a fundraising run from Kenora to Sturgis. In 2023, it became not feasible to continue this venture due to lack of volunteers. The Preceville Hospital Bed Push continues to be a valuable fundraiser, and the event is now staffed by the Kin Club of Sturgis, the Preceville School students and other volunteers. Various events from surrounding communities help to make the Sturgis Mini Miracle the success that it continues to be. In 2021 and 2022, due to COVID restrictions, an online Facebook Mini Miracle was held, and in 2023 the Kin Club was able to return to the original radio format with in-person talent and audience. The money was raised through the Kinsmen Mini Miracle Radiothon and the continued support from the surrounding communities, organizers said. The Preceville Hospital Bed Push raised $3,954.10. The Preceville School raised $1,075 through a coin war and hat days. The Sturgis Composite School collected pledges and held both a walk-a-thon and a skate-a-thon on February 14, raising $6,202. Throughout the year, students were allowed to wear hats on Fridays if they paid a dollar, and through that efforts they raised $433. The school staff participated in dress-down Fridays. To be able to dress casually on Fridays, they had to pay a dollar, which raised $1,065. The total raised from the school was $7,700. Upon the arrival of the Preceville Hospital Bed Push approximately 4 hours later in Sturgis, the group presented a check to the Sturgis Annual Mini Miracle Committee during the annual Mini Miracle program. Wasilenchik, as Kin Club president, kicked off the live broadcast program by extending a warm welcome on behalf of the club. The Sturgis Elementary School Choir, under direction of Sherry Lesser, entertained the audience and made a presentation for $7,700. Other entertainers for the evening were Thomas Hazlitt, 2019, GX 94 Star Search winner, Sherry Lesser of Lintlaw, Jesse Jenai of Swan River, Jen Hossoff Yorkton, Jackie Guy of Yorkton, Jennifer and Jessica Madsen of Preceville, Father Andrew Soa of Sturgis, Stanley Prokolevich of Sturgis and Macy Johnson, Eva Romanchik and Lindy Romanchik of the Barvinik Ukrainian Dance Club performed individual solos. Helping to sell raffle tickets and in attendance were Chris Fisher, of Yorkton, Deputy Governor of Zone E, District 3 Council of the Kinsmen Foundation, and Sherry German, president of the Yorkton Canet Club.